long.
Wow.
Now that you are here, sing it to sparkle, 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 dishes all day long. Sparkle, 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 dishes all day long. Sparkle, 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 dishes all day long.
Sparkle with Boom Sparkle Plus Dishwashing Liquid. This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 hours news bulletin on Millennium Radio. The headlines: expert calls for urgent relocation plan for Kalusale residents after Sinometos contamination findings. Kwacha records strongest recovery in 2 years. Plot to kill Burkina Faso leader fought, says junta. With the details, my name is Mogwema Timothy Jilalang. Environmental expert Godfrey Piri has called for an urgent and comprehensive relocation plan for residents of Kalusale who have been severely affected by the collapse of the Sinometos tailings dam. Mr. Piri has further urged the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, to ensure that the investor Sinometos pays for both the relocation and damages caused. A comprehensive environmental and social impact assessment conducted by Applied Science and Technology, Applied Science and Technologies, a consulting firm engaged by ZEMA, revealed that Kalusale area suffered extensive environmental damage following the collapse of the tailings dam TD15 and Sinometos. The dam failure, which occurred in February 2025, released an estimated 50,000 tons of toxic waste into the environment, contaminating the Kafue River system and the surrounding areas. The spill affected aquatic life, water supplies, and agricultural activities along the river. Reacting to the findings, Mr. Piri emphasized the need for a grievance redress mechanism to address community concerns swiftly and transparently, saying such measures are crucial to restoring trust between residents and authorities after such a traumatic incident.
So there must be a solid relocation action plan put in place. And if there will be any compensation, that must be clearly spelled out. Where these people are going, what kind of accommodation, drinking water, are we going to provide for health facilities, are we going to provide for schools? So all these things must actually be put on the investor, because these are undertakings which are supposed to be in the environmental impact assessment. So it will be very, very important that we keep a tab or keep an eye to make sure that when this settlement or relocation action plan is undertaken, it should be agreed upon that people should give free and informed consent, and then there should be proper and sustainable compensation given to.
The Zambia Meteorological Department has issued a weather alert for the eastern half of the country, warning of heavy rainfall beginning tonight. Senior meteorologist Victor Bupe says the storm originating from northern Mozambique is expected to affect Muchinga, eastern northern Luapula provinces and the eastern districts of Central Province, with soils already saturated and a high risk of flash floods and flooding in low-lying areas. He adds that southwestern areas, including Lusaka, southern, western, and western central districts, will see isolated showers and thunderstorms. The storm is expected to move southwards by Friday, spreading rainfall across more parts of the country. The ZMD says it will continue to monitor the situation and provide updates.
And when this happens, we expect rainfall activities more to the eastern and eastern half of the country, especially in the Cocoa Belt and northwestern, while the rest of the country, that includes western and southern, Saka, the western districts of Central Province are expected to have less rainfall activities, apart from just isolated showers and thunderstorms. No wonder those percentages were demarcated in such a way, implying that this ITC date is likely to maintain its position in the next 48 hours and is expected to move southwards by Friday.
Meanwhile, the Ministry of Agriculture says farmers are adequately prepared for the anticipated rains. Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Balewa Ziulun says preparations began as early as June, with inputs delivered through accredited agro-dealers to at least 100 to all 116 districts. Mr. Ziulun says more than 99% of the farmers have redeemed seed and fertilizer suited to their respective rainfall patterns.
Where you receive less rain, our advice has been get the kind of seed that is going to help you to have yield at the end of the day, so that we increase the productivity per rate per hectare. Remember that in the country it's still very low, and so we've given this advice to farmers through the central government and even through our different extension services that we have across the country. So in light of the predicted rain, which might be above normal in different areas, farmers are receiving that information so that they are ready for anything.
The Zambian kwacha has recorded a notable appreciation against the United States dollar, marking one of its strongest recoveries in the past 2 years. As of the latest market update, the local currency is buying at 19 kwacha 98 ngwe and selling at 20 kwacha 27 ngwe to $1. This marks a major improvement from last year, when the kwacha nearly hit 30 kwacha to the dollar amid economic pressures and market uncertainty. Economic analyst Kelvin Chisanga says the kwacha's recent performance reflects improved market confidence, tighter fiscal measures, and stronger foreign exchange flow inflows. He adds that the appreciation is expected to ease the cost of imports, particularly fuel, fertilizer, and other essential commodities priced in the foreign currency.
The main influence that have actually been able to cause Zambian kwacha's performance in the current scenario or strengthening lately is because of the strong export earnings that we are recording in copper, which is complemented with the effect of agriculture. But of course, in terms of the copper, we've seen the copper has been actually going upward with its performance. Obviously, again, it's coming from the backdrop of the global demand that is being paused from there, with a number of key factors to undertake from there as well. The higher copper prices has also boosted the FX inflows in the Zambian case.
In a progressive move aimed at fostering economic growth and innovation, Zambia is actively integrating the competence-based curriculum, highlighting the importance of a skills-focused approach for learners, parents, society, and industry. Speaking to journalists during an assessment of the CBC impact on learner output, Professor Benson Banda, the director of the Ministry of Education's National Science Center, says the transition aims to build a future-ready workforce capable of contributing meaningfully to various sectors, particularly agriculture. Professor Banda stressed the vital role of education in shaping Zambia's future, noting that the countries must critically evaluate the type of education provided by schools to ensure relevance and impact.
We look at where the country would like to go. Okay? We want to see where the country wants to go. Now, for the country to go somewhere, we need to find starting point. And all of us should realize that the starting point is education. And what type of education is where the issue comes? What differentiates other countries from other countries? It's not mostly resources, but the type of education they use to drive what you want to do. For example, we are talking about competency-based education. And in this case, you have been taken to the field. You see, first of all, the school which is doing that is a national school.
and Leonard David Kaunda National STEM School.